Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, join the record-breaking numbers listening to the John and Ken on Demand podcast. Gets posted after 4 o'clock. Same show. And you get to catch up on anything you missed. And I wouldn't miss anything today. There is more.
Oh, I love it when the Times uses the word brace. They did in a headline. U.S.-Mexico border towns brace.
Right.
For Title 42 expiration as migrant arrivals push capacity limits.
And tomorrow they'll be reeling.
Oh, here comes Jim Bryan, who's in El Paso, Texas, ABC News for KFI.
Why do you news guys?
That one, reeling only, and
yeah,
racing.
They're reeling and roiling and what do I, just three good words, bracing.
Well, right. Jim, clear this up for people. The expiration of Title 42 and the longstanding Title 8 comes back into play. What is this all about?
Right. Well, Title 42 is the provision that came in during the pandemic, right? It actually came about right after World War II because the concern of the government then was that soldiers were going to come back to the U.S. and bring with them things like typhoid or, all sorts of illnesses. And so that's when it came about. Anyway, it was brought up again during the pandemic. Then President Trump said that it was a good way to keep COVID-19 out of the country. It allowed for the automatic expulsion of people from the United States if they were coming in illegally. No paperwork, no processing. People were turned around and sent back to their home countries or back down into Mexico. It's been around, obviously, Title 42 since then. And tonight at 9:59 Mountain Time, where I am, 11:59 Eastern Time, this Title 42 will go away. And yeah, it's replaced by Title 8, which was around before Title 42.
Now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Are the people rushing the border? We're getting so many migrants every day, it seems, for the past week or two, because Title 42 is expiring or because Title 8 is coming back or both?
Well, rushing the border sounds like reeling from bracing for the rush, the surge, because, there are thousands of people. I can look out my window down to Juarez, Mexico. I'm sitting in El Paso, and you can see it's a very mountainous area here, and so you can look right down into Ciudad Juarez, and people, by the thousands are there preparing to come into the country. check in with Border Patrol, sign paperwork, make their application for asylum, and then either be turned around and sent back or allowed to stay in this country and wait for their immigration hearing to come up. That's one group of people. You've got another group of people who have been around since about 1835 when Texas became a state, who were trying to rush in between the border checkpoints, and those folks are, you know, obviously that's an illegal entry. Under Title VIII, those folks can be turned around, not only sent back to Mexico or their home countries, but can be barred from coming back into the U.S.
So Title VIII deals with the illegal immigrants who are not claiming asylum.
Right. Well, it also deals with those claiming asylum, too. And in fact, Title VIII requires people to make application for asylum, first of all, in a third country. So if they came through Mexico, they need to apply for asylum with Mexico. And Mexico says either, okay, we'll grant you asylum here in this country, or no, we won't. You need to go somewhere else, and they'll come up to the U.S.
But clearly the crowds are going to overwhelm the border agents.
Well, because, they already are.
I mean, yeah, right. So,
yeah,
so
we understand they're releasing people now.
What's practically going to happen?
They don't have any space to hold people.
When the great surge occurs.
Well, you know, it's going to be a mountain of paperwork. You're going to have people standing in line for days, literally days, making applications. So that's why the administration has sent these 1,500 active duty military personnel down here. They're the ones who are going to back up Customs and Border Protection. They're like any government office, right? They're overworked, they're understaffed, and so they'll get this help from active duty military. Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas has, on top of that, deployed National Guard troops to staff the area between the checkpoints to watch for and prevent illegal immigration, illegal people coming into the country illegally. So,
well, is there a possibility everyone's going to get sick of the lines? They're going to be hungry. They're going to be thirsty. They're going to need the restroom. And you might have some civil unrest break out.
Well, potentially. I mean, but if that's the case, you'll have 1,500 active duty military personnel here. Yes, they're primarily doing processing and paperwork, but if there's civil unrest, then they can step in and quell civil unrest, I suppose.
Are they worried about that happening?
I don't think they are. El Paso is kind of a different animal because this is a big place. It deals with immigration issues all the time. A state of emergency was declared here, and now two disused schools have been set aside, the convention center as well, as potential short-term sheltering. So people get processed through. They can stay a night or two in one of these shelters before they're, you know, bust off or take a train to where their family members are or sponsors.
I'm asking because even Biden mentioned the word chaos yesterday to reporters. So I didn't know in what sense he meant chaos. Paperwork chaos, long lines, or actual violence chaos?
Well, I don't know. You know, there may be violence, but it's going to be pretty well contained. If you look at the International Bridge, you know, even down at San Ysidro, right? They're coming over into Tijuana. It's a fairly limited space, right? So people come through, they make application, they then gather up on the other side and then go wherever they're going. So I think the chaos you're talking about, or the chaos Biden is talking about, is this sort of mountain of paperwork that's only growing. Their backlog is already huge. There's a family down in, I saw this yesterday, family from Venezuela, a man, his wife, and a couple of kids. They've been sitting in Juarez, Mexico for 2 months waiting to make application. There is a phone app that the customs has put up that lets you do this with your phone. They're waiting to come into the country. And another woman did actually, she was able to use the app, make her application. They set an immigration date for 2027 in Dallas. So that's 4 years she's going to be waiting for her immigration hearing to come up.
And Jim, we understand, though, El Paso is really there.
See why people are bracing?
Yeah. People are camped out in the streets there in El Paso, migrants? Or
they were previously. Now those folks have been taken to other shelters. Yeah, all week long there was outside a church, Sacred Heart.
I heard one TV report today says filling the paperwork out under Title VIII is 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Huh? 90 minutes. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. I mean, there's a lot of reports flying around. A lot of claims are being made and, you know, wild warnings. So it's hard to figure out what's what.
Well, The customs app, I think, was a great idea. It's CBP One, is I think what it's called. And people coming up from Venezuela, they have smartphones like everybody else in the hemisphere, right? And so they download this app. They go through the process on the app. It's like renting a truck from U-Haul. You know, I've done that 100 times. And you get down to the very end, you click submit, and it craters. You know, you get an error message or the thing drops.
That's what I figured. That app, knowing the history of government apps, is likely to get wildly overloaded.
Yeah, well, for sure. And they're trying to fix that before the expiration of Title 42. But anyway, it all comes to a close tonight. We'll see what happens. Right. Tomorrow is really the big day of, when we'll see the effect of this.
All right, Jim, good luck.
Yeah.
Don't get trampled.
Guys, I am bracing.
Bracing.
All right, he's bracing and reeling.
He'll be reeling tomorrow. He's
probably
bracing today.
Talking to Jim tomorrow, too. Jim Ryan, ABC News for KFI in El Paso, Texas. We got more coming up, and we'll try to sort through the differences between Title 42 and Title 8 to explain why there's so many migrants trying to get into the U.S. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, all right, so we're talking about what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. It's the biggest story in the country right now. Many people are not familiar with the whole issue of Title 42.
They will
be. And its expiration tonight at midnight Eastern time.
I have heard a number of reports today, because the cable networks are doing continuous coverage, just scattered places that in Rockland County, the towns and the counties, got a Supreme Court judge, or the Supreme Court in New York. And in New York, the Supreme Court is actually the first level in the judiciary system there. It just has that name. But they got them to issue an injunction to stop New York City and the mayor, Eric Adams, from sending migrants to Rockland County and two other counties in that area. So they immediately went to court to stop the transfer. Mayor Denver, who's a Democrat, said, we cannot accept anymore. We are out of homeless space. We are out of revenue. We're going to have to start cutting into services for Denver residents here. We can't do this anymore. And New York, they're out of homeless space as well, because the vagrants, the immigrants show up and they immediately become vagrants. They don't have a place, and they have nothing to eat, and they don't have water, and they can't go to the bathroom. And they're coming in by the thousands, and they have filled up every available shelter and motel in New York City. And they're saying no more. But, hey, you declared yourself a sanctuary city thinking there'd be no consequences. That's what you get for virtue signaling.
Well, I got confused myself today when I tried to figure out, all right, so this big rush, 10,000, 11,000 a day, I thought it was because Title 42 is expiring. Not really, now that I've actually read the stories. Title 42 was used primarily for migrants from Mexico, Venezuela, and the countries of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And it was used to quickly expel them because of the public health order. There's complaints, though, that that policy led to them just coming right back in again and trying again and again and again, because there wasn't really any consequences attached to it. Title 8, which comes back into effect, is the one where you can come, and yes, you will be processed. You can make your asylum claim. But if you're denied and you come into the country, they can punish you with 5 to 10 year bans on reentry for those who were previously deported. So some of these people are coming here because Title 42 is expiring, and some are coming here because they want to get here before Title 8 comes back into play. You see the difference there?
Yes.
It's very bizarre.
No,
because I'm also reading they use Title 42 in weird ways. The idea was, well, the Mexicans and the mm-hmm. Guatemalans and Hondurans are close, so we're just going to throw them right back into Mexico. They can make their way back to their home country.
I doubt 90.
But if you came from like Haiti or Ukraine, that they didn't. They tended not to use Title 42.
But I bet you 90% of these migrants have no idea what's going on. But they have been.
No, they rely on the smugglers to give them bad information.
They don't know Title 8 from Title 42 from their rear end. They don't know what all that means.
Right, but they know something's going on with some kind of change, and that's led to this
chance to sneak in. But the cartels are making billions of dollars annually on this migration. And so this is a big week. This is like Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving for a retail shop owner.
This is what we thought and heard for years. Remember the caravans that used to come to the United States? Those were organized by the activists in these countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the theory was, overwhelm the U.S. Border Patrol, they'll have to release you. So that's what's happening now.
Yeah.
This is kind of the same thing, even though they're not organized caravans, they don't appear to be. It's got the same effect. They have to start releasing. There's not enough room to detain them.
Because we have a senile, incompetent president and a bunch of activists running immigration law now, and it's the perfect storm.
Right.
No other president has ever allowed this sort of thing, but then no other president sleeps 18 hours a day.
But and we've had a problem for the past 25 years of presidents, except for Trump, because whatever his policies were, his rhetoric led people to believe that we can't get in there, and if we do, we're going to get deported.
Yeah. This kind, yeah. If you're,
which in some ways was true, in some ways wasn't, but that was the message.
If you're afraid of Trump, the next few days is going to be the greatest campaign commercial for him ever. This is the kind of story that knocks people who hate his personality or people who are on the fence, this is knock them right over into Trump camp because this is chaos. And now I see even CNN has joined the party. So now you have the two major cable news channels running continuous coverage with no commercial breaks on Fox. And they've got reporters all over the place. Oh, my God, one report I heard today, and I actually couldn't believe this, but Portland, Maine, which is 2,000 miles from the border, is overwhelmed with illegal aliens. Portland, Maine, and they were talking about how all the available space...
Well, somebody must have bussed them there because they wouldn't just go there on their own.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they got there.
What state did that? Was it Texas?
But they got there. And so,
if I was Texas, I'd just start loading up the buses and telling people, there's something good for you on the other end. Go.
Because they were talking about the extensive, homeless situation they now have because of the migrants. And I kept hearing Portland. And I'm thinking, it's got to be Portland, Oregon, right? And at the end, it's like, this is so-and-so live from Portland, Maine. It's like, what?
Oh, it's such a small town. If 10 migrants show up, it's like, holy crap.
But if that is emblematic of what's going to be going on, because they're going to be getting tens of thousands every day indefinitely, that now the rest of the country is going to wake up. Now this is going to get covered. The local news in these cities are going to cover it because this is going to be the biggest event.
Right. So the head of the U.S. Border Patrol sent out a memo telling the agents they can release the migrants if they don't have enough space and they can do it without court dates. This is that shifty word, parole release.
Yes.
Actually, Florida sued over this. I didn't know this.
No, it was Biden's way of legalizing illegals.
That's right. But it's not legal. And in fact, the judge made a decision that favored Florida on this. I think the theory is the same as we always believed it is. You do it. It's going to take so long to get through the courts to undo it. We'll probably be successful at whatever we want.
You purposely commit an illegal act. And by time the judges get around to examining it, you've already cleared thousands of people.
Yeah, it says here, a judge has given the Biden administration a 4 p.m. deadline Thursday, so that was probably 1 p.m. our time, to respond to a request for a TRO, a temporary restraining order, adding it appears the administration is preparing to flout the court's order. They don't care.
This is great, because you're going to have now states versus states, states versus the federal government, towns versus towns upstate New York and New York City or Denver and some of those surrounding areas, because the Denver mayor is going to have to send his migrants out as well. And everybody's going to be at war with each other. And it comes from a complete and utter failure and incompetence of Joe Biden. If anybody says, why shouldn't I vote for Biden? Go turn on CNN or Fox right now and you'll see. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of people lined up on the other side as far as the cameras can see. And it's all along the border at Tijuana. I heard it's got a huge line. So, now we're going to get our invasion here in Los Angeles, in Orange County. Now it's coming here. It's not going to be just Texas, not just going to be Phoenix. It's going to be the entire southern border, and it's going to go far north. It's in Denver. It's in Portland, Maine. You're going to see this is, I think, a historic immigration surge.
I like to read the enemy media. I do that as part of the show prep just because I like to know where they're going with these stories. And, of course, they broach this as, these countries where these people are coming from, the pandemic just destroyed them. They're facing high levels of bad recession. These people are desperate. They need to get out. And of course, the other thing that's happening, people are, who show up at the border are being told to claim that you could be killed if you return home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's
now that, asylum, that only applies like to a government killing you, right? Or government threatening you?
Correct.
As you once said, if there's gang violence in your country, too bad that the asylum doesn't cover that.
Move to a better neighborhood.
They, well, that's what they're trying to do.
Well, yeah, but
a better country.
Not our neighborhood.
A whole different country, not just a different neighborhood. Yeah,
well,
right.
The
you,
thing is,
you meant the neighborhood within their country, right?
Well, they're moving to cities that are already overwhelmed with homeless Americans, right? So this is thousands more that nobody was counting on. There's no facilities.
But a lot of those
this.
Are sanctuary cities, which well, supposedly welcomes go. This, right? Yeah. We're one of them, L.A. I don't know about Portland, Maine. Did you look them up? Are they a sanctuary city?
I don't know. But it looks like New York and Chicago got tired of being a sanctuary.
All right, we'll keep an eye on this story. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey, the Moist Line's got lots of openings, so we'd love to hear from you. The calls are going to play tomorrow, whether there's one or 500. So one call would really be a lot of time to... Anyway, use the iHeartRadio app to leave a message, the arm microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. There's a lot to blast off about. 1-877-664-7886. We will continue to follow the surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas is really taking the brunt of this, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I
guess if you merged the country, it would be Texaco, wouldn't it?
Texas
and Mexico.
Or the gas station.
Well, I think that's where they got the name originally or something like that. All right. So you've heard us covering the border, right? You heard us spend the first half hour of the show if you've been listening or you're listening on demand.
Yeah, that's
we're talking
right.
about. Right. Okay. So
the iHeartRadio app.
When the news came around at 1:28 p.m., what did Deborah Mark lead with, John Cobalt? Did you notice?
No, actually, I blipped out. I didn't.
The pig story. Because Deborah Mark is very excited that the U.S. Supreme Court, in a very strange divided opinion, has ruled that Proposition 12 did not unlawfully regulate pork produced in other states. Proposition 12 was passed by the voters a few years ago, and this deals with the more humane treatment of the pigs. And a number of states where we actually get a lot of our pork products from rebelled against Prop 12, and they sued.
Under the, I think, the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Yes, this passed in 2018. 63% said yes. It bans the sale of products derived from sows that are not allowed at least 24 square feet of space. Now, that's the female. And the ability to stand up and turn around in their pens.
I never heard that word out loud, though.
I know.
Sows.
Regardless of where they're raised. So the National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation said it violates the Constitution's restraints on the authority of a state to regulate industry beyond their borders. So that's really what this decision was about. And it was the main ruling was written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, a Trump appointee, who said that states should be able to pass measures that have an impact on them, even if it has an impact out of the state. They can protect the health and welfare of the public.
Wow, that is a surprise defeat for the, for the pig killers.
Yeah, did you see the collection of justices on this? It was very bizarre. You talk about a divided Supreme Court. The main opinion, as I said, was written by Gorsuch. He was joined by Clarence Thomas and Amy Coney Barrett. But the liberals, Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, agreed. Mm. The dissenters were Chief Justice John Roberts, along with Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, and that new liberal justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. How about that? So they all had different. I think five of them penned opinions. Like, they all had different reasons.
Yeah. So that's that. When you have a situation like that, it's because there's many different important issues, and the justices seize on their favorite.
Right.
So
I mean, I always had the same question: how do we know? So the bacon comes from Iowa, the pork bacon, right? The pork products. How do we know there? Somebody does the California send inspectors there to see what's going on? And
they would have to.
They would have to.
So it's the same way when there's tax issues that they, you know, the California, what is it called? The Franchise Tax Board. They have to track people. Basketball players, right? When the Lakers play games in other cities, they still have to pay tax.
Right.
Or is it the other way around? Oh, yes. When opposing players come to California, they have to pay tax to California.
Even though they're not residents.
But they're working in California. So if a team comes and plays at Friday night at Staples Center, I'm not going to call it Crypto Arena, and they have to pay tax on the work they did Friday night in Los Angeles, even if their home base is in Boston. So they have to track people who live in other states. So similarly, they're going to have to track these companies that are based in other states and maybe do some kind of inspection or get some kind of paperwork testifying under penalty of perjury that the conditions are what they say they are.
Right. So California argued that residents have chosen to pay higher prices.
Well, I guess so.
Because they don't want these products to be viewed as morally objectionable and potentially unsafe.
But it's the same amount of pigs are going to get killed.
Californians consume 13% of the country's pork, and 99.9% of that is produced outside the state.
That's a lot of dead pigs.
So remember that story from the beginning of the year that bacon prices are going to go way up because what the pork producers are saying is this requires them to spend a lot more money to give all the pigs this space and treatment.
Right. Yeah. When was the last time you had bacon, Demmer? I like that sound.
Child.
Yeah, she's exasperated.
I never.
I did as
bacon.
A child, but I mean, come on. The pigs deserve not to be smushed in cages. And did you hear, I don't know if you heard reporter Chris Adler's story that Ken heard that I led with at 1:30, that these pigs, their tails are getting cut off.
That's from the activists, though, who take one story and exaggerate.
Oh, I'm sure all these pigs are treated poorly.
That's what the activists do, Deborah. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but they make it sound like it's happening to every pig in the nation.
Animals in these slaughterhouses are not treated well. Anywhere.
Yeah, but eventually,
they're going to die.
They're fed into the grinder eventually.
Okay, remember I told you when I went to Ireland and this sheep herder explained to me about how they kill sheep, right? That they kind of electrocute them where they don't feel anything. They put these electric caps on them,
yeah,
right? Not that I like that, but they're not feeling pain. these pigs and the cows and all of those animals, the way they're treated and they're taken into the slaughterhouses, it's horrendous.
All right, but ultimately, you'd like to ban us from eating meat.
Yes.
You really would.
Well, yes. Okay, that's my opinion.
Vegans are extremists.
I'm just saying I don't
want
animals killed.
But if it was
hurt
on the ballot, you'd be out there campaigning for it.
Well, because I don't want animals killed, and I especially don't want them tortured.
The rest of us are hungry.
Well, I'm not hungry. I have plenty to eat.
I mean, if somebody brought in hot bacon right now, I'd be going nuts.
Well,
the smell of
you.
Bacon?
Yeah. There might be some more chicken wings from Gary and Shannon.
The chickens got their thing,
yeah,
too.
I came in,
yeah, chickens are not treated well either.
There were five plates of dead chicken in front of me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't miss meat, not at all. I would rather the animals be treated. I would rather animals not be tortured, and of course I would rather them not be killed, which means that, yes, I would hope that people would stop eating meat. I'm a realist. Okay, I really am, so I know that's not going to happen, but I can wish.
I can wish.
You know who California is going to go send out there to monitor these pigs, right?
Who?
That inspector who was dancing in that restaurant during the pandemic.
It was the only county health inspector.
That's the health inspector. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're really going to go to Iowa and make sure they have 24 square feet of space,
yeah,
and they can stand up and turn around in their pens. That's part of the proposition.
How much bribe money do you think those inspectors are going to make?
Well, let's put those...
Iowa farmers are going to be peeling off a few hundred, and that's going to be much cheaper than building larger cages.
How are the farmers going to feel if they're smushed in a cage with a bunch of people and they could barely move?
They wouldn't be. They're farmers.
They're farmers. Luck of the draw. Some of us end up being pigs. Some of us end up being farmers.
All right. Well, we're not done with the vegan. There's another story.
There's more?
That wasn't in her news, but she's probably aware of it. Maybe. We'll talk about it coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yes, and the large moist line fishing net is out there. So leave us your messages at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, we talked about this yesterday, and we'll get a report after the news at 2 o'clock about the homeless encampment in Beverly Grove, very near the border to Beverly Hills, San Vicente Boulevard, the naked woman on the couch. Finally, a press release went out yesterday afternoon from Mayor Bassetti teaming up with Councilwoman Yaroslavsky to bring Angelenos indoors in the Inside Safe program. So we'll talk about it after the news at 2 o'clock. I heard a couple of the vagrants interviewed this morning. It was rather amusing. I'll tell you what I heard, too. We're still picking on the vegan. She's celebrating the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Proposition 12, which says that pork producers raising the pigs on the farms in various states outside of California have to obey if they want to sell their pork in California and give those pigs more room.
Pigs' rights.
That's right. As I understand it, though, your news booth is so small, you cannot stand up and turn around. Can you?
I don't think that's big enough for a pig.
So this story has popped up before. There's a new version of it coming from Australia. And apparently, family got a letter from a neighbor. Please take this seriously. And the letter says that we are asking you if you would please shut your windows when you cook your sickening meat. Hello, neighbor. Could you please shut your side window when cooking? My family are vegan. We eat only plant-based foods.
Wait.
And the smell of the meat you cook makes us feel sick and upset.
Wait a second. They can't smell meat?
What?
This family does not want to smell meat.
That's correct. I thought you meant literally can't smell meat. No.
No,
they
no.
do not want to smell it. Not just eat it. They don't want to smell it. Right.
They don't want to smell it.
Yes.
Wow. And
they're probably thinking about the frying animals.
They're
right, Deborah?
True. Yes. That is true.
I mean, if John cooked up bacon in the news booth there, would you be upset?
Well, here's the deal. My husband makes bacon all the time.
And do you cry?
I just... shake my head. She
whimpers.
Walk out.
She what a terrible, cruel world.
She lies down on the floor moaning.
You're doomed to live in.
Let him be. Okay. He knows how I feel. He wants to eat bacon. Yes, I smell bacon. No, I'm not. I would not tell people not to cook certain foods because I don't want to smell
it. My wife opens all the windows in the kitchen when I cook a steak. and turns on this really loud fan over the stove.
Well, that makes sense because you're probably smoking it. There's smoke all over.
And then my
but steak smells good. She doesn't like it.
No, no. In fact, she doesn't even want any leftover bits thrown out in the garbage. Like everything has to be taken outside immediately.
Is she vegan?
No. She eats meat too. But it's the smell of the cooked meat or the smell of whatever the leftover juices make. That she can't take any of it. So the windows fly open. The fan is on. I've got to take a garbage bag out immediately after I'm done. My kids, when they're home and they're upstairs, they smell, you know, the meat wafts up. They start complaining about it. It's like, come on. Do I live in America anymore?
Okay, so see, it's not just a vegan doing this.
No.
I mean, would they rather smell one of your dumps? I mean... The smell of meat can't be that offensive to people. That's the problem.
Well, if you don't eat it, I mean, again.
She goes through the trauma.
I'm not a militant.
Right, but you would not
vegan.
Ask a neighbor
no,
to close it.
I wouldn't. Just like I wouldn't want a neighbor to tell me to stop cooking asparagus and broccoli.
Oh, my God. Now that stinks when it's cooked. Oh,
apparently.
I know, it does.
This appeared on Facebook and people wrote some nasty stuff. I'm offended by the smell of kale that she always cooks.
Well, you can't do that in L.A. Somebody'd shoot at you if you complained to them.
Oh, yeah.
You'd end up with bullets through your kitchen window.
I know. I'm surprised it's a letter. I mean, why don't you just knock on the door and say, you know, we're vegans and that's
well, that
tough
because
on us.
Then you might get
you
shot.
Might get shot.
Yeah.
They knew how crazy it sounded if they did it in person.
No, they don't. No, they don't want to deal with what's going to happen.
Can't imagine a neighbor coming up to my door and complaining about the steak smell.
I mean, laugh in their face.
Exactly.
And this could backfire. They could open up all the windows and cook constantly just to really irritate you.
That's
because you
get the outdoor barbecue. Take it right to the property line.
You guys are not very neighborly.
They are very neighborly for telling me what to do in my house.
Oh, so you have to do a tit for tat.
Yeah, you started it. So
real grown-up stuff here, guys.
So America have to be divided on everything now? Will there be states that only vegans live in versus states that only meat eaters live in versus...
Yes, I think we're headed that way. There'll be meat-only districts in cities, vegan-only districts.
And we'll have to put up big fans on the borders so the smells don't cross. That's ridiculous. All right. When we come back, we had mentioned this yesterday, and there is an update to the story. In fact, not long after we finished the show, a press release came out from Mayor Bassetti. Mayor Bass, Councilwoman Yaroslavsky, bring Angelenos living in San Vicente Boulevard encampments inside through Inside Safe program. Very proud of this. And of course, announcing in 100 days, we brought more than 1,000 Angelenos inside. But if you listened to the show yesterday, NBC4, Joel Grover did a great story that some of these motels are disgusting and some of the vagrants are rebelling.
Yes. They don't
they're really off. What did that couple say? We were better off in our tent.
Right.
This place is disgusting.
They don't feel inside safe. They're inside disgusted.
So in her hurry, just to get people off the streets and get good headlines, this may not stick, this motel idea. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to talk to a businessman, John's friend, Rod, Dr. Wright.
Dr. Ken Wright, ophthalmologist.
Yeah. He was on our show a few weeks ago, and he'll give us an update as to what's going on with getting the vagrants out of it. And we have to find out what happened to the nude woman. Do we know?
No. She disappeared. Nobody
she
said
really
a word.
Started. She ruined it for all of them because that story hit the top of the charts with the coverage.
That became a huge embarrassment for the city.
Hi, Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.